Chapter 4. If I hadn't schooled myself in keeping my expression completely blank, I would have given away the rage coursing through me. I was a man with simple expectations. Do what I ask, the way I ask you to do it, and do it right the first fucking time. I held myself to a ridiculously high standard. No one could keep up with the demands I placed on myself, but I expected people to live up to the lower expectations I had of them. How fucking hard was it to be a goddamn lobbyist? I paid them to get shit done. And yet shit wasn't done. So, what you're telling me is since the last time we met, over a month ago, you've gotten absolutely no support for this bill? Cartwright, the principal of the most prestigious lobbyist firm in the state of Louisiana, seemed to shrink a little in his starched French collar shirt. I'm sorry, Mr. Titan. I thought one of my associates was handling the matter, and it appears he was more fixated on handling a young legislative aide. He's been terminated. Wonderful. A guy led by his dick, and in a way that totally fucked my chances of getting this bill passed. Then what's your plan, Cartwright? The man better have a plan. I didn't take well to people who brought me only problems and not even a hint of a solution. People needed to show a little goddamn initiative. Well, Mr. Titan, I hadn't really thought beyond solving the immediate problem. I'll go back to my office and brainstorm some ideas. I said nothing for a few moments, just let the silence of the room wrap uncomfortably around him. Finally, I nodded. Go. I expect an answer by midnight. His eyes bugged wide. It was already after 5. Or you're fired, I added. And I know damn well Titan Industries is over a third of your business. Nodding his head in a jerky movement, the man backed away until he hit the door with his heels. Then he turned and shuffled through it, and the room was silent once more. Until Coulson spoke. You should have fired him on the spot. Anyone else questioning my judgment would have caught the sharp side of my tongue, but Coulson was an exception to the rule. Giving him